Blog Talk Radio.
Let's see.
Although I know the replay is going on right now, so if you order the pay-per-view, you get the replay for free. Got ACEW versus Watabi, Caprice Coleman versus Tedarius Thomas versus BJ Whitmer versus Tommaso Ciampa, which I was a little behind because I didn't know Tommaso Ciampa lost the TV title, but apparently he did a Jay Lethal, but let's get on with it. This was an interesting match for the amount of time that I caught it. But I'm probably going to end up rewatching this match sometime this week, or hopefully I get a chance to watch it sometime this week with my so-called busy schedule and all that. But ACH has won the match. And like I said, it was a good match. And also, for the people that didn't get it on pay-per-view, they had, you can watch it on Ustream.com as well. There were, we do some of our live shows on there as well, so just Ustream.com. But next match, well, let's just say that first match didn't disappoint. So next up, Jay Lethal versus Matt Taven for the TV title, along with, what? No, you're not going in there. Go lay down. Go lay down. Yeah, I love my dogs. But why do I forget his Truth Martini? There we go. God, I can't believe I forgot that man's name. I can't remember that other lady's name, that like built with muscle type of lady. But anyways, good match. It was going back and forth, and like you said, it's just an awesome match. Jay Lethal did retain, and I thought it was funny with the woman like breaking the cuffs off of Martini and just left. But overall, it was a good match. Submission match with Roderick Strong with Adam Page and Tedarius Thomas versus Cedric Alexander. There were some moves on here that hasn't been done before, or I haven't seen. You have like somewhat of a side powerbomb on the top of the turnbuckle. That's something that was, you know, it was never unheard of. And plus there were some submissions or like turn into submissions, well, moves that turn into submissions, I should say. That was just off the charts. So this was a pretty good match as well. Cedric Alexander wins the match by using Roger Strong's own submission against him, which, yeah, that was a very good match. Next up, Matt Hardy and Michael Bennett with Maria versus Jay and Mark Briscoe, the Briscoe brothers. Well, the first fall, Briscoe brothers won by disqualification. Then Nigel McGuinness came out and restarted the match as a no disqualification match. And there's all hell break loose over there. So it was a good match for being a no disqualification match. And it was pretty good. So can't complain on that one. So, with that said and done, the Briscoe brothers did win that match in a no-disqualification match. So far, from the matches I've seen from there to now, it was pretty good. It had me really psyched up for the main event. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the rest of the card and give you some wrestling news. And we will be right back on that.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together, and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, danger of water. There's only one glow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come. Slow it down, baby, take a look. You're my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby? Shawty don't even know she can get in it for the low. Told me she not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, we start building, you come up in bar club. Girl, I'm new, soon my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect bitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm using, I know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's a bitch, you never lose it. Blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go.
Central Time on this station. So, back to the results. Kevin Steen versus Silas, well, Milwaukee's own Silas Young. Great match, hard pound, now I wouldn't say hard pounding, but like, just say pound for pound power moves, some of them were used. Overall, it was a good match. Kevin Steen did win the match. I guess he was still talking that, of course, everybody know that he's going to be going to WWE when he's done with his indie bookings, which will probably be done with him by the beginning of the next month, and probably will head down to the development territory of WWE. Silas Young attacked Steen after the match, and he got help in the back, and I guess that was a way for them to take him off the show, but I guess I thought Silas was going to win since he, Kevin Steen was going to be going, but that's probably the only match that I thought was going to go the other way, and I was wrong about, so Oh, well, what more can you do? A decent tag match. I'm just surprised that some of the crowd just said it was boring, but Red Dragon versus Daniels and Kazarian. I wouldn't say it was a boring match, which it wasn't. It was a good match, and yep, a few people saying that it sucked for some odd reason, but well, that's their opinion, but the Red Dragon does retain the tag titles. And they did all shake hands afterward. And here is the main event. Michael Elgin versus Adam Cole. Had a lot of interference with lots of interference going on, and interesting move, referee got kicked, kind of played a distraction and all that other stuff. Well, it was just a lot more, and
it's open. I thought you were going to say, what's up, players?
I got lost coming here.
You got lost.
Because I was taking Forest Home all the way down.
Uh-huh.
And then I ventured off of it because like, all the other cars are going that way. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to follow the other cars then. And then I followed the other cars and I was like, I remember they took her by a gas station. But I like went down further. And I was like, oh, this is not the gas station that I remember. And I was like, where's the Domino's? There's no Domino's around here. And then when I wanted to turn, I was like, oh, there's like no way I can turn or anything now.
Oh, quiet.
And to top it off, I left my other iPod, my better iPod, inside Big Lots.
Oh.
Like, it's right there. I can see, like, right on the front screen. And I was like, oh, crap. I have to go to the directions run and everything.
Just hoping nobody ain't going to take it.
Yeah, well, luckily I get there at like 6 a.m., so I don't think anybody from my work would take it, but yeah, I was so mad. I was like, oh, somebody, I don't want to lose that. I don't want to know how not to get it. I barely found that way here.
You were driving?
Yeah.
He drives now.
Got my license.
Yep. What else is new?
Well, I might be getting a job at Spark Graphics, though. I found out how to pass the... Yeah, I just need the pin, though. Because I had the point that was, I might be getting a job at Target, and Target does joint fences as well.
Yeah.
What?
You are on the radio.
Oh, that's perfect. Who cares? Ain't like anybody from Quad Graphics is going to listen to it anyway.
Right?
I'll just laugh at it if that was the case. I'm like, what? Somebody was actually listening to it?
It's their choice of cereal.
Exactly.
You're right.
Right. They're all sick.
He was when I... Come here, please. Go ahead and make your deal, whatever you want to do.
No.
But, anyway, the main event. Oh, crap. I know what happened. Like I said, a lot of interference with the match and good back and forth match. Good match overall. And my dogs are acting like fools. Well, Michael Elgin is now the new ROH World Championship after chasing it since September. Which was a very long chase, and the chase shouldn't be that long. It's like the Daniel Bryan chasing the title when he won it, then he lost to Randy Orton, then he won it, got stripped. There was no winner. Then Randy Orton finally won it. And trying to chase it, then the Wyatts was after him, and yada, 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 and finally won it at WrestleMania. Then for him to be stripped because of injury, which sucks. We are going to talk about the Money in the Bank pay-per-view tomorrow, which will be next Sunday. And it will be another live show a week from tonight. We're going to talk about the WWE pay-per-view. My point was, I think Michael Elgin shouldn't have chased the title this long. I just thought he should have won it sooner. Maybe like in the middle of the year. Because I did say in one of my comments, I think he was going to win it. But he did, but sucks that it just took too long. But anywho, overall with the pay-per-view, I would have to say it was a very good pay-per-view. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, and just like I said, it was pay-per-views that you always going to love from them. Let's see, what else? We're going to just jump into some news right quick. Prime Time, of course, is now taking independent bookings, so it depends where they're going to end up. So, there was a little bit of information, but if you want to see that information, check out the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. And I think I posted it on the group, too. But let's read some of the wrestling news before we go off the air. They had an interview with TMZ, and, well, JTG mentioned that he wasn't too disappointed about his release at WWE. He's mostly been at home, and the two are reunited for a world tour very soon, so they mentioned they had their own rights to their names, but they were changing their names simply. They're going to get rid of the Y and just put in the I, so they can just get away with it. But, well, it'll be good to see them, but we'll see how that happens. But hopefully they'll be here very soon in the area. See what else news that I can talk about. Well, of course you're going to have Matt Hardy going to be teaming up this weekend with Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy. They'll be, I know, doing TNA tapings in the next few days when they start their tapings in New York. I think it starts Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Could be a little wrong, but that's what I think it is. Like I said, we're going to... News on Sting's meet and greet that he had last night. Let's see. This guy... The guy that wrote it, he attended to the PCW Dream Night in Oakland, Illinois last night and met Sting. No face paint, but wasn't expecting any. He walked into the ring with his old WCW theme, Seek and Destroy by Metallica. After the first match, and gave a brief promo in the ring about being back in Chicago. Then he walked over to meet and greet area. The modest turnout that likely was impacted by the bad weather. I don't know. I think it could be because of where it was at, too, because I know a lot of people from in Wisconsin would have came, but who knows? Some of us don't got a car, so let's just put it that way. He's a really nice person. He shook everyone's hands. Ashley Paul and listen to these person. This guy included, told him the stories of how they became fans of his. Of course, he got a baseball bat, 8x10 of Old Starcade 97 ad sign. And I guess the person said he looks like he's going to be he has like at least one more match in him. I guess he thinking WrestleMania 31. Overall, great opportunity to meet a legend and a fantastic meet and greet, not rush out, unlike most Comic-Con vendors or even WWE Access. Which was very good. Maybe somebody in here will get them, but who knows. But, going to cut this show Well, although we got 5 minutes later, I'm just going to cut it from here. Like I said, tomorrow we're going to talk about a little bit more about the matches of Money in the Bank. Going to re-talk about the pay-per-view, which is, you know, just happened tonight. Also, talk about the new TNA World Champion. We're going to talk about that. News and more. So until then, people, have a good night and listen to the show tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. Central Time. And don't forget to check out the website, www.wrestlingfanspeakout.com. Also check out wrestlingfanspeakout.weebly.com. And I know that needs to be activated, but we will get into it. And subscribe our YouTube videos. Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and all that good stuff. And check out the groups on Facebook as well. So until then, people, y'all have a good night, and I hope y'all enjoy the pay-per-view. And we will see you guys tomorrow, as planned. So let me get out of here, and y'all have a good night. Peace out.